City officials, elders, and dignitaries from different nations met at the new Kikichau Aski, which stands for "This place here is sacred" in Cree. Conversations for this project have been going on for what many said was a generation. Following a groundbreaking ceremony, construction began back in 2021 and was finally completed in 2023. The Indigenous Knowledge and Wisdom Center will be managing the new site, which provides a natural setting for Indigenous peoples, groups, and communities in the capital region to host spiritual ceremonies, sweat lodges, cultural camps, and talking circles, while also growing medicinal herbs and facilitate intergenerational learning in an appropriate designed outdoor learning space. Lewis Cardinal is with the Indigenous Knowledge and Wisdom Center, in addition to the project manager for the Kikichau Aski, and said on the importance of having a location like this for urban First Nation members.
88,000 Indigenous people in the city. As you know, we struggle with issues of poverty. So for an Indigenous person who wants to go to ceremony, they have to leave the city. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to try to do that when we have so much healing and things to do that they can't do it. Why can't they just do it right here? So the importance of this site is not only accessibility, but it becomes a place of teaching and learning, right? So we have so many of our families, they don't have the mobility to go into. They can take a bus here, an ETS, really.
Cardinal went on to add the significance of having this as the first location in the country, alongside some of the challenges faced in the development.
It's a vision that the elders really had for the whole country. You know, they said, we do hope that this will inspire other cities to do the same. And we've gotten 5 calls from 4 major cities, Toronto, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Calgary. And they're saying, okay, how did you guys do this? Because we think this is a good idea. We'd like to do something like that as well. Fort Saskatchewan, believe it or not, just next door, they already have some land identified. The city council is behind them, and they're building their first sweat lodge right now, and it's right by the North Saskatchewan River. So they're already starting to see. This is what we really need to see.
This new ground is located at White Mud Park at 14141 Fox Drive, and will provide a key piece of intergenerational learning as well as healing. For the Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Jacob LeBlanc.